Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 565. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send me the questions, and I answer them for you. Dr. Neil isn't just a nickname I like to be called. I actually do have my doctorate degree in public health. My degree was specific to chronic disease prevention and nutrition. I also have my master's of public health degree with an emphasis in health education and health promotion. I'm also a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified health education specialist, and a certified exercise physiologist to the American College of Sports Medicine. It's like being a personal trainer, same thing. I'm also chair of the Department of Nutrition and Basic Sciences at Bastyr University, California, and I hold faculty positions at two other institutions. The research that I've published has looked at the effects of diet on weight management and type 2 diabetes. All right, enough about me. Today's question is actually a perfect complement to what we were talking about this week. I got a question about sugars, and are all sugars the same, or do our bodies respond differently to each? All right, before I start answering the question right now, let's actually hear the question and my response as we optimize your life.
Hello, Dr. Neil. This is CK from Indianapolis. I just want to tell you how much I appreciate and love your show. You had an episode about maple syrup recently, and just wondering if honey fell into the same category, if there's anything we need to watch out for while consuming honey. Thank you.
Hi, CK. Thank you for your question. The whole business of sugar, added versus natural, sugar alcohols, syrups, molasses, honey, and so on, is very confusing. I first want to clarify something. Avoiding all sugar isn't necessary, and I said this yesterday. In fact, it would be impossible to do this. This is because anytime a food contains a carbohydrate, it actually contains sugar. Think of it this way. Foods that contain carbohydrates are basically made up of sugar. This sounds bad, I know, since so many of the foods we eat contain carbs, but don't panic. This is because when the body breaks down carbohydrates, it is basically trying to convert that carbohydrate-rich food into a usable fuel source, which for us is sugar. Iceberg lettuce, believe it or not, still contains some carbohydrate, so the body will break down those carbohydrates into, you guessed it, sugar. But because the amount of carbohydrate in iceberg lettuce is so low, it doesn't really supply much sugar at all. And believe it or not, because the body loves sugar so much as a fuel source, it can actually extract it from protein-rich foods, like meat. So my point is that trying to avoid all sugar in your diet is simply not possible, but that's okay. Because as we talked about earlier this week, added sugars seem to be the real trouble. So really, the goal is to limit added sugars in your diet. Now, food manufacturers often use different types of added sugars like syrup, molasses, and honey. All of these are often added to food products to prolong their shelf lives and to improve taste and texture. So are any of these better for you than good old-fashioned white or brown sugar? Well, first, maple syrup and molasses. Both of those contain something called fructooligosaccharides. Don't let this fancy-sounding name intimidate you. Many of these scientific words contain clues that can help us decode what they're trying to tell us. I'll say the word again. Fructooligosaccharides. Fructo sounds like fruit, and in fact, that's exactly what it's referring to. More specifically, fructo is referring to fructose, which of course is the sugar found naturally in fruit. Another word may have sounded familiar too. Saccharides. Kind of sounds like saccharin, right? Saccharin is another type of sugar. So fructooligosaccharides are basically sugars, but it sounds like they contain a couple of different types, fructose along with saccharin. Okay, so then does the body respond any differently to this fancy sugar that's made of fructose and saccharin? Some researchers have discovered that this fancy sugar may act as a prebiotic in our gut. This means when we eat fructooligosaccharides, they may promote the growth of healthy bacteria in our intestines. Sometimes you may hear this concept referred to as a healthy microbiome. But the problem is, these studies were performed in a lab, so we don't know if this really happens inside the human body. So for now, I would say don't assume maple syrup and molasses are any different than table sugar, and because of that, I would use them sparingly. And in fact, I have a hunch that the body treats fructooligosaccharides the same as table sugar. This is the same story, in fact, when it comes to agave. Scientists thought that blue agave nectar, which is chemically different than table sugar, could be a decent source of dietary fiber. We do know that dietary fiber helps promote the health of the microbiome, but blue agave nectar doesn't have nearly enough fiber to promote the health of our intestines. There is also the belief that agave may not raise blood sugar levels as much as table sugar. This is true only if you're consuming the pure form of agave. But because of how food companies process agave to make agave nectar, it's actually quite similar to table sugar. So, same story here. Use agave sparingly. Moving on to honey. Laboratory testing has found that not all honey products are the same. For example, medical honey that's often used to treat and heal wounds is regulated by the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA. The type of honey used in this case is often of the Makuna variety, and it must be tightly regulated to be sure that it is free of contaminants. Honey has a very low water concentration and does contain some antioxidants. This is partly why it can be useful for some ailments, but here's the catch. Honey, regardless of type, contains more calories and more carbohydrates than white or brown sugar. So using honey topically, meaning on the skin to treat skin wounds, may be fine so long as it has been approved by the FDA. But if you're hoping that it will help prevent chronic diseases like heart disease, diabetes, or cancer, probably not. In fact, it may increase the risk for these diseases. So again, I would use honey sparingly. The bottom line is that added sugars appear to be the real problem. Natural sugars found in foods, on the other hand, when we eat them in their most whole version, may not pose the same problems. Think about fruit, for example. Fruits can be high in sugar, but they also contain fiber, which has two effects on the body. One, it slows down the body's absorption of those sugars, and two, the fiber acts as a prebiotic in that it can help our gut grow more helpful bacteria and promote a healthy microbiome. When foods are processed, they are often stripped of their fiber content, and the result is a food that is no longer as nutritious. Instead, it ends up becoming a source of sugar and not much else. So how do you know if you're eating lots of added sugar? In a couple of years, the Food and Drug Administration will require that food manufacturers identify how many grams of added sugar there are in their products. But until then, the best thing to do is look at the ingredients list. If the food contains more than 5 ingredients, then chances are you're going to be consuming some additives and preservatives, like added sugar. And so again, you don't have to give up some of your favorite foods that may be high in sugar. Instead, just think about cutting back by a little bit. You can limit how much added sugar you're consuming by first looking at the list of ingredients found on your favorite brand of food. Does it contain more than 5? If yes, I'm willing to bet it contains some extra preservatives and additives. Next, look for the words on the ingredients list that end in OSE. If it ends in OSE or OSE, then it's a type of sugar. If there are a lot of ingredients ending in OSE, it's probably safe to assume the product contains a lot of added sugar. For now, this is probably the best way to really double check to make sure that the foods you're consuming aren't full of added sugar. That is until the FDA requires food manufacturers to list it separately, which again may happen in a year or so. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thank you again for the question, CK. You'll be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book. And if you want to be in the raffle, send me a question. Just come by oldpodcast.com/ask. You can record right from your computer's microphone. It's really easy, and you can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. I hope you had a wonderful week. Thank you, as always, for listening. Have a terrific weekend. Thank you for being a subscriber. Thank you for checking out our Instagram. I'll see you back here on Monday, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.